this date in Whaler NHL history. We begin with November 20th. Here we go. November 20th, 1993. The Whalers, on the tail end of a miserable 1-11-2 stretch, played host to San Jose badly in search of a win. What ensued was a fine defensive effort, yet Hartford found another way to give up 2 points. Down 1-0 after one, Robert Krun and Darren Turcotte scored 5-10 apart in the second, giving the Whalers a 2-1 lead heading to the third. Each team combining for just 20 shots, 12-8 Whalers. The third, the prolific shot period, was 8-5 Hartford, but San Jose got both goals to steal the win. Steve Duchesne second of the night at 6:59, then young Sandis Ozelinch here with the game winner out of the slot at 13:45.
Anderson couldn't get out, it deflects off his skate, he got it back. Skates it through Lariano, he's hooked, knocked down, no penalty! The referee felt it was a dive, but didn't call that either. Now McConnell, look out, he's got a loose man, Ozelinch up, he's under, and he scores! Ozelinch it off the line, was set up by Norton out of the corner!
Despite the loss, the Whalers tied a team record for fewest shots allowed with 13. They set a record for the least total shots combined taken at home with 33 in a 3-2 loss to San Jose. November 20th, 1993, this date in Whaler NHL history. It's back home the Whalers are tonight against Montreal. Chuck has the Canadian perspective next as Whaler Magazine continues.